He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the October 29th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, hey, this is turning into an okay day right now. You know, I was thinking this morning, the market is volatile while we sleep. When I went to bed last night, the futures were up like 340 points on the Dow. When I woke up this morning, they were down 60. The market wasn't even open. That's how volatile things are. That was the volatility in the overnight futures. The only thing that is certain right now seems to be uncertainty. Well, the Dow right now, give it up a little bit. It's been down, it's been up, it's been down, it's been up. Right now it's up 34 points, 26,551. Remember, it was hanging out at about 28,000 before all of this volatility began. Now we're at 26,560. The S&P is up 18 right now. That's up 0.6%, 3,289, but it was above 3,400 there for quite a while. NASDAQ is starting to pour it on here, up 122 right now. Of course, it was down 350 yesterday, 330, something like that. Who's counting? The NASDAQ is up 121, 11,126. A lot of big tech reporting earnings tonight after the close. Get ready for more volatility while you sleep. Russell 2000 down 5 right now. The gold markets down $13 per ounce. Strong dollar hurting the gold markets. Crude oil getting slammed. I mean slammed, down another $2.31 per barrel today. $35.08. And over at the bond market, wake up, you guys. It's 0.78% today. So do the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It's certainly exciting in the world right now, isn't it? We continue to close in, getting very, very close to what promises to be a very contentious election. I just don't see one side winning convincingly on Tuesday and the other side conceding before we start the day on Wednesday. That, to me, seems like the least likely scenario. And any other scenario other than that brings volatility, brings contention. You know, who knows what it will bring, but none of it would be much good. We've got today, like I say, we're off to a fairly good start, especially the NASDAQ. NASDAQ up 116 right now. That's 1.1%. But the market got clobbered yesterday. What was that all about? Down almost 1,000 points on the Dow. Well, I would say France, COVID lockdown, people protesting. Today it's Germany, COVID lockdown, people protesting. There's a lot of forces at work right now from all angles. And everybody seems to be looking to this election in the U.S. Is coming up here on Tuesday. My wife said the line yesterday for pre-voting, about 50 minutes here in our little area. Some 70 million have voted already so far. Wow. Yeah, we'll see what happens on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, and we'll see how long. We would sure like to put this all behind us at some point, but, you know, I just don't see it going smoothly. That's just from my perspective. Volatility while we slept last night. Like I say, the futures were up 340 when I went to bed. I should have stayed in bed. When I woke up, the futures were down 60, but now the market's up about 60. So it's moving all over the place. Will the election results be peaceful? I think a lot of people wondering about that. I currently have 484 B-plus or better ranked stocks. I only look at B-plus or better ranked stocks. I had 944 2 weeks ago. Now, my ranking, I have over 5,400 in my database. I depend entirely upon my the algorithms that I put together on combining valuations and companies with momentum. Now, the valuations have not gone down. We haven't lost 500 B-plus or better stocks because their valuations went down. It's because the momentum side of the equation has softened up quite a bit. And as far as A-plus momentum stocks, which I look at that list every day, so today I have 484 B-plus or better and 248 A-plus momentum or better. That's just looking at the momentum equation. You can see how the momentum has dropped. We had 589 A-plus momentum stocks 3 weeks ago. So a lot of momentum, not valuation. The valuation's actually gotten a little better as the market has dropped, but the momentum side of the equation has gotten much weaker here over the last about 3 weeks, call it, 3 weeks. And I think mostly three factors, three big factors. One, the rebound of COVID. If they're reporting the correct numbers, the rebound of COVID and threatened lockdowns, which obviously does not help your economy at all. It's devastating to your economy. Number two, the lack of a stimulus package. No question that that has hurt the market. But how many more stimulus packages can we afford? You have to ask yourself that question. And number three has been the trepidation leading up to this election. That's what's been hitting the markets here over the last, let's call it, 3 weeks. Now, let's talk about the good side, the sunny side of the street. Q3 GDP plus 33%. Now, there's an important fact to understand here about GDP, gross domestic product. We're not comparing GDP with the same quarter last year. You say, what? Q3 was 33% better than the same quarter last year? Well, we didn't have COVID in the third quarter of last year. GDP is compared to the previous quarter. GDP is different from most of the other economic reports, which take the same comparable quarter last year. GDP takes the previous quarter. And, of course, the previous quarter was the massive COVID quarter. Q2 of this year included the lockdowns, included the panic, included just about everything. So we did beat the estimates. GDP was supposed to be up 31% versus last quarter. We are coming out of this quite astonishingly, really, the rebound in our economy. 31 was expected, 33.1 was the number. But obviously, if we go back into lockdown mode, which I don't think will happen, but we don't know, a lot of uncertainty there. I think the two sides running for president on Tuesday differ in how they would handle things going forward. So that's a wild card out there, too. Jobless claims continue to drop. Pretty good. We're under 800,000. We had some prints of over 3 million. 3 million in the second quarter of this year. Folks being laid off. Now we're at 751,000. But for month after month after month after month, we were down around 300,000. The economy was cooking. When you go back to February of this year and where we were at with the economy, and then along came COVID, and here we are, we're back down, however, to 751,000 weekly initial jobless claims. Well, did anybody watch the big tech testimony yesterday? I like Darcy's nose ring, and I don't know. I don't know. I'll just leave it at that. I liked some of the questions asked of him. I think the most pointed one was asked by Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, asking him, "Who the hell elected you, Mr. Dorsey?" Oh, well, there's a lot of contention in the air these days. And, of course, you had Zuckerberg up there on the hot seat, and you had the CEO of Google on the hot seat. Well, tonight we're going to get some of those earnings. Guess what? When I come back, fasten your seatbelt. Four of the big five tech stocks will report earnings after the close tonight. Are you ready for it? Who are they? We'll be right back. The market isn't volatile enough right now with COVID, the election, stimulus, lack thereof, ECB. They stand pat today. They can't lower interest rates anymore or they'd go negative, all right? But we're in the heart of earnings season. And I would say the big crescendo, anybody got some symbols around here? Put the symbols together, bang, tonight. The big tech stocks, Alphabet. I think they do control the alphabet. Try buying a search term on Google, which includes letters from our alphabet. Amazon reports tonight. Apple reports tonight. Facebook, the FANG stocks. And they have teeth. They have fangs, that's for sure. They keep getting bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. Now, there's some that call them the FANG with an M in there, which is Microsoft. Microsoft has already reported. And, of course, Netflix has already reported. But tonight, four of the big five, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, will report earnings after the close. These four stocks account for $7 trillion in market value. $7 trillion in market value. Now, get this. Those four stocks represent 46% of the NASDAQ. 46% of the NASDAQ 100, meaning the other 96 stocks make up the other half of the NASDAQ. 96 versus 4 is what you have here. And, in fact, there's been a lot of investors. There's actually a FANG ETF, or you just buy those FANG stocks. And, you know, the picture of the day is Jack Dorsey. I mean, I watched some of that interview. Between the satanic-looking beard and the nose ring and whatnot, I don't know. These are powerful companies. He's got everything but fangs, it would seem. But brilliant guy, what can I say? All right, futures. We talked about that, how volatile they were during the night. Not much happening in Europe. Well, yes, there is a lot happening in Europe. France and Germany separately announced new 1 month lockdowns. 1 month. Okay, everybody. Paris, everybody, Frankfurt. You know, isn't it Oktoberfest? I guess they waited till Oktoberfest is over. You're locked in your house for 1 month to fight the second wave of COVID-19 pandemic. You know, I haven't done it for a while. I need to compare the death rate and the new cases in Sweden, who went the totally different direction, didn't do lockdowns, versus the countries that did do the lockdowns. As I sit here right now, I don't know the answer to that question. Asia stocks sharply lower on rising global virus cases. And this big Ant Group IPO, in a filing, FinTech Ant Group, which is owned by Alibaba, reveals that the domestic retail book of its record $35 billion dual listing was oversubscribed to the tune of 872 times. For every share that they had available for the buying public, 872 buyers were out there. The oversubscription would work out to an investment interest of about $596 billion. Wow. This is an unbelievable. Retired Alibaba chairman Jack Ma holds the majority control of Ant Group. And Alibaba will pick up 22% of the shares in the IPO. I continue to own Alibaba in my large cap premier. Note the word premier. These are companies I consider to be the best large cap growth stocks in the world today. Alibaba, basically the Amazon of China. And, of course, I also own Amazon. Let's see. What else do we have here? What don't we have? UBS says there's $4 trillion sitting on the sidelines right now. Well, why don't they just donate that and do another stimulus package? Then the taxpayers don't have to pay for it. There's a large amount of buying power on the sidelines. Of course, it is taxpayers' money, mostly, sitting on the sidelines. It could rotate into stocks. This is what UBS strategist Keith Parker writes today. Looking at equity allocations before COVID, there's about $4 trillion of potential upside for stocks and more than $2 trillion of excess cash. Well, I'm one of those professional money managers that has a little bit of excess cash right now. As a firm, we're sitting at about 27% cash right now, which is very unusual. But at the same time, we're in a very unusual period of time. What's the stock of the day? Pinterest. Are you interested? Are you Pinterested in Pinterest? I honestly don't understand, really. I guess I need to get on Pinterest. I mean, I've come across recipes and whatnot, and they're from Pinterest. I know there's a revenue flow to them somehow because they do almost $1.5 billion in sales every year. It's a $41 billion company that went public last year. Pinterest is up 35% today. The valuation, who knows? It's got a P.E. ratio of 616. They're expected to make a paltry 24 cents per share next year. But they had blowout numbers. Their sales were up 58% year over year. And their earnings were up 13 cents versus 1 cent. That's north of 1,000% growth in their earnings over at Pinterest. P-I-N-S, stock of the day, up 33%. Okay, let's see. It's getting exciting. We haven't even got to the good stuff yet. Marvell nears deal to acquire Infy. Okay, that's a deal in the semiconductor, in the chip arena. There was a little stock yesterday that was the stock of the day. I'd never heard of it. It's called Scholar Rock, S-R-R-K. They had some big breakthrough in spinal muscular atrophy. This is like a micro cap. Not anymore. They're going to do a $200 million offering. Holy cow. This stock went berserk yesterday as I was looking through my, now it's a $1.2 million company after more than tripling. $1.2 billion after tripling in value yesterday. And now they're going to tack on another $200 million. If you want to look into it, S-R-R-K. K. Okay, when we come back, we've got some updates on the vaccine race. And, of course, a couple of featured stocks of the day. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, if anything, the market's picked up a little steam here today. We're getting back, look, a portion of what we lost, just especially in the Dow. The Dow was down almost 1,000 points yesterday. It's up 109, which sounds pretty meager when you compare it to what happened yesterday. The Nasdaq's doing a little better, however. Right now, you've got the NASDAQ up 123, but it lost about 323 yesterday. I'll tell you what continues to break out is Bitcoin. Bitcoin's hitting 13,387. I think a lot of people see a digital currency at some point down the road in our future. Will Bitcoin be that digital currency, or will it be something else? Facebook has come up with their own digital currency. We'll see. The fight is on for the currency of tomorrow, I suppose. All right. Well, big tech reporting tonight. A lot of action there. Four of the five FANG stocks, $7 trillion in market cap. What will they be tomorrow as a group? $6 trillion in market cap or $8 trillion in market cap? Either one is possible. 46% of the NASDAQ represented by those few stocks. All right, well, let's see. A little update here on the coronavirus, the vaccine, the race for the vaccine. Remember there was talk of maybe we'd have one before the election? Well, that obviously isn't going to happen. The earliest I've heard recently is late November. Pfizer has thrown out that time frame. Now, that's not having one. That's just submitting one for approval. Big difference there. Now, let's not forget Russia's got their Sputnik V circling the Earth out there. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, which is a big, big, big drug company out of India, they joined forces with the Biotechnology Industry Research Assistance Council, BIRAC, and the Government of India for advisory support on clinical trials. Where can I volunteer? How much are they going to pay me? On Russia's Sputnik V vaccine in India. I think they tried it on like four soldiers or something in the Russian military, who weren't volunteers, by the way. They caught them, chased them, tracked them down, shot the vaccine in them. Now they're going to have a big, I shouldn't laugh. Maybe it's the real deal. I don't know. I have my doubts. GM is seen riding Hummer into the EV fast lane. I'm just looking at this thing. This is pretty cool. It looks a lot like the truck that Nikola wanted to build, the Wolverine. It's all electric. Hummer's going to be all electric. Back in the day, a long time ago, I drove a big yellow Hummer, my son, Dad, let's get that. We can go skiing and whatnot. I think it got 8-10 miles to the gallon, something like that. Well, this one's going to be electric. It will list at roughly $113,000. That's just the base model. You got to pay extra for wheels and steering wheel. No, just kidding. Well, we'll see. Ford, blowout numbers. Can you believe it? COVID, Ford Motor EPS beats by 47 cents. That's a surprise. And GM stock has actually been pretty perky here recently. Ford is actually breaking out today. But here's that number I always remind people of. Ford's market cap today, $32 billion. Tesla's market cap, $388 billion. 12 times the size of Ford. Wow. Okay, what else? Moderna. Moderna reports earnings. Of course, Moderna is pretty much, I know they have a bigger pipeline than just the vaccine, but I think Moderna, a lot of eggs are in Moderna's vaccine basket. And we'll see if those chickens hatch. Moderna stock is up 3.6% today. In the meantime, Moderna inks a deal with Takeda, that's the big Japanese pharmaceutical company, for 50 million doses. Well, they'll either inoculate people with it or they'll throw it in the garbage because it doesn't work. We don't know yet. But they are getting money from these countries just in case. Yesterday I featured Fiverr as my featured stock of the day. I continue to own Fiverr. I see it's getting an upgrade today, even though the stock is down a little bit. Fiverr International, FVRR, lands a higher price target from Needham in post-earnings outlook. Well, you know what? Fiverr's been one of our biggest recent winners. That's in our Ultra Growth portfolio. It got so big, it had more than doubled. It was closing in on a triple, and I sold half of it about 2 months ago, something like that. I don't like for positions to get too big in my, unless they're really something else. And sometimes they are really something else, but I did cut my Fiverr, took a little risk off the table, took my cost out of it, and then some. And but I continue to own a 4% position in Pfizer. Okay, a lot of people have questioned a lot of these big dividends that are being dished out by the energy, the oil and gas companies, one of the worst sectors in the entire market. Do you realize that right now, ExxonMobil, XOM, Irving, Texas, their dividend yield is 11.1%? But here's the rub. Okay, let's look at the Best Stocks Now app. There's two sides to this equation. There's the dividend, and then there's the stock itself. Over the last 12 months, ExxonMobil, the stock side of the equation, is down 54%. It's lost more than half of its value. And during that period of time, obviously the dividend yield goes up as the stock goes down. But I've said time and time and time again till I'm blue in the face, what good is an 11% dividend yield if the stock goes down 54%? Well, they're saying today that they're going to maintain their quarterly dividend. Well, you've got another rout going on in oil today. Oil down to $38 per share, I guess you'd have to really question whether or not they'll be able to maintain that dividend yield, but suffice it to say it's still 11.1%. Okay, let's see. A few other earnings reports here today. Does anybody care about Kraft? Well, it's Kraft Heinz, don't forget. It's more than just slices of American cheese. It's the ketchup, too. You know what? I have no interest. It's a single digit growth company, single digit grower, lousy chart, growth giant of yesterday, soggy, stodgy old growth giant of yesterday. Dunkin' Brands, a little perky, and there's talk that Dunkin's going to go private. Dunkin' Brands is having a very good day today, up 1.4%, hitting a new all-time high. They have 21,000, and let's not forget Baskin-Robbins ice cream. Hey, our Baskin-Robbins in our neighborhood has a drive-thru. That's right. Drive-thru, and they'll hand you your scoop of ice cream and don't have to touch anybody or talk to anybody, nothing. Yum Brands beats by 22 cents. We talked yesterday about the drive-in phenomenon or the drive-thru phenomenon, how restaurant outlets that have a drive-thru are flourishing in today's COVID economy. I think the ones that are really hurting are the ones that had packed bars, okay? We have several restaurants in downtown Charleston where the businessmen gather after work, and you can't even get it. They're four deep, right, at the bar. It's a good restaurant also. We go there for the food, but we were in there last night. The bar wasn't even, there was empty seats at the bar. Empty seats. I've never seen that before. Yum Brands, pretty good report out of Yum Brands. Of course, that's the four food groups. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and A&W Root Beer, something like that. Nokia. You know, there was all this talk about Nokia winning the 5G race. That's been a horrible stock. That's a stinker. It's down 18% today. So much for that theory. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to have two featured stocks of the day. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dow up 154. We're really taking off here at Gunderson Capital. NASDAQ up 118. Well, as I've watched the market here over the last several months, looking for clues as to who the market thinks will win on Tuesday, I would say that there's a definite tilt coming from the market that it thinks there will be a Biden win on Tuesday. And I present a few facts, observations that I've seen. I've seen the number one sector in the market's been renewable energy. And the last place sector in the market has been fossil fuel energy. The other place that I see fairly good evidence that the market is tilting, I don't think the market knows any more than anybody else knows, but it's tilting Biden's way. The other area that I've seen just powerful moves, the Chinese stocks. And I've seen this coming for quite some time. And we do own several Chinese stocks right now, and they are doing unbelievably well. You got to go where you want to go, where the money is, okay? And some of these stocks are growing at phenomenally fast rates. Now, we wrote up a stock here on September the 17th, one of the biggest electric vehicle stocks in the world. Oh, you wrote up Tesla, did you? No, we wrote up a stock that has much, much better valuation going for it. Boyd Company. It must be sort of a value stock, as Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has a big stake in the stock. There's two versions of Boyd. There's BYDDF and there's BYDDY. Take your pick. They're both the same company that is trade on different exchanges. We invested in BYDDF because I can see charts of it every day on MarketSmith. Boyd is no small company. It's a $56 billion market cap company. Yeah, it's almost twice the size of Ford, to put it in perspective for you. It's a China-based manufacturer of hybrid, full power, and electric vehicles, and they're in the battery business. The stock is exploding to the upside. And it has been exploding to the upside for quite some time. Now, since we've written the article, we've owned the stock longer than that. Since we wrote the article just 6 weeks ago, the stock's up 44%. During that same period of time, the S&P is down 1.6%. That's some pretty good alpha. And in fact, when you look at the articles, where we put our neck on the line, You look at the articles we've written, and you compare Bill Gunderson and team versus all of the other writers. We write one article per week for the most part. We're ranked in the top 1.4% of all the people out there writing for them, many professionals in the industry. And when you step out into even a bigger field of all of the experts in the industry, now you're bringing in the big wirehouse analysts, we're in the top 4.5% of all the money managers slash stock pickers slash bloggers slash radio hosts slash analysts slash people that write up articles and put their neck on the line. And here we have another one in our long line of big winners in Boyd, B-Y-D-D-F. You can look at the chart of that stock today, and you can go back and read our article on it. You should be following us on Seeking Alpha. Just go to SeekingAlpha.com, say follow Bill Gunderson, and every time we publish an article, you'll be the first to hear about it, okay? And people that have followed me, not only on the individual stocks that we've written about, but go back and look at the macro, the bold macro calls that I was making in March. One of the scariest times in the market. And I said, you know what? The market's going to come back to earnings. This big economic depression, recession's going to be short-lived. Well, it's trickled on longer than I thought. But the earnings rebound is exactly what I said it would be. And you've made a lot of money on my macro calls in the market if you have followed me. And if you follow me on Seeking Alpha, you'll know when I change my macro call. Now, that's one stock, Boyd. The other one that I'm going to feature today is another one that we wrote about recently, Data. Not D-A-T-A, D-A-D-A. I think that was my first word as a child. Dada, let's go fishing. D-A-D-A, Data Nexus, is a large company that has connections to Walmart and JD.com. It's having a good day today. It's up 3%. We just wrote that one up. That's a pretty fresh article out there. But there's two that you can go look at the research that we've done on these companies, the valuations we put on these companies, the story we've told about these companies, and you can look at all the previous picks. You can go to tipranks.com, and see whether or not combining valuation with momentum is a good strategy or not. Well, you can look at where we are ranked versus all the other experts out there. Isn't this the kind of team that you want managing your money? And we have a defense from time to time. Don Coryell, he was all offense. He had no defense. He put a lot of points on the field. Most exciting football I ever saw. But there comes a time when you've got to have a defense on the field. And right now is one of those times. Not complete, but take it a little easy right now. There's some volatility, some rough seas ahead here over the next several weeks. Well, you can get in touch with us. Go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Look at the newsletter. Look us up on Seeking Alpha. Look us up on Tip Ranks. And talk to one of my advisors about how we can help you. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.